The following program is sponsored by Mullen Plumbing. The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to House Talk with Mark Wayne Mullen, where answers to your home questions are just a call away at 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764.
Well, good morning. Didn't quite get it the way Ray does it there. Remember, Mike Wayne? Welcome to House Talk. I'm Denver Foggs. I'm your host with the most here, filling in for Ray Trimble. Ray's taking a kind of a long weekend for Father's Day, I believe is what he's doing. And I want to wish Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. But anyway, it's always fun to fill in and do the House Talk show once again. I hosted the Home Improvement show and along with Mark Wayne for years and years and years. We did that. And so we did kind of switch things around. So I'm kind of in and out of here every once in a while. Glad to do that. And we've got a panel of experts here today to kind of give you information about things that will assist your home and your to keep your home updated and keep it working good. So we got our panel of experts here. Skip LaBasse with the LaBasse Protection is here. Skip, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How long has this show been going on?
Oh, wow.
Because I've been here 7 or 8 years, and it was here way before me.
Oh, yeah. It was, I think back in the late 80s, we actually started the show. And I'm not sure at what point Mark Wayne came on with Mullen Plumbing, but it was somewhere back in there. We did it. We had a lot of different people come and go from time to time. And
doing something right, aren't we?
Yeah, and it's always been a fun show to do. But, yeah, it's good to do that. And also joining us today is Tim Schnuckenberg. Did I get that right?
That's really good. That's
close
really
to
good.
It, anyway. All right. He's with A-Best Roofing, Project Management Supervision. And we'll talk about, obviously, roofing. And, boy, we're in the time of season when hailstorms can happen. And you're out there checking out to see. You know, I had a roof one time on another house that I didn't even know really was hail damage. They said, this has been done for a long time. You should have had a new roof a long time ago. I want to talk to you about that coming up here in a few minutes. And we got Daryl Brown with Dynamic Carpet Care. Daryl, good morning, sir.
Hey, it's good to be here, Denver.
Good to have you guys all here with us here. Let's start talking with Skip. And well, let me start off by saying, as I mentioned in the previous shows, this is our last show here in the temporary studios that we've temporarily been here for a year and a half. We're going to be moving down the hall, and they've already actually started moving many things around, including the listener lines. The listener lines are down the hall already, so they're listening down there, and we can't take actual live phone calls this morning. So we're going to really depend on you sending us some text messages at 95920. So if you've got a question about roofing, about home protection, about cameras and things like that, and about carpet cleaning or restoration, if you've had a disaster or something for Daryl, well, we've asked you to text them to us at 95920, and we will continue to answer them on the air. So that's going to kind of be the plan today. But, boy, are you guys going to miss me in the old studios? We're going to be in a real live studio. This is kind of card table set up in here, you know. This is what I would envision someone's pirate radio station looking like, you know, where they set up some things in a back bedroom or something.
But it's still, Denver, it's still high tech.
It's
high tech. It's still got all the trappings of a modern day radio station. So people would be impressed. It doesn't look temporary at all.
We're going to have more trappings when we get down the hall. It'll be even more impressive. I'll show you guys, give you a tour a little later on. But anyway, good to be here today. So when we get done with this, this is the last show. This is the last live show that we'll do from here. And so we could trash the place afterwards. You know, because we're not going to get our deposit back. I'm sure of that.
Anyway. Living like rock stars.
Yeah, right. And turn the tables over and just kind of see what's underneath. Anyway, Skip LaBasse, sir, I visit with you all the time about my little projects. But, you know, something, every time I see footage on TV, and they love to show these things on TV, where someone busted in and they stole people's things inside their house or inside a business. And I love seeing when they've more and more of these now are high definition pictures. You can actually see the perpetrator's face. You can actually identify them, and they get them because more and more the technology has gotten to so that it's not the old fuzzy black and white cameras for security anymore, is it?
But surprisingly, it's the banks where you see the robberies. That's the fuzzy video. You think they'd have the better stuff. But if you go look at the footage, a lot of it is very fuzzy. Plus, the guys are trying to cover their face anyway. But it's even worse, you know, when it's a grainy video.
Yeah.
But there is, the whole industry is changing. Now it's all moving to 4K, just like the televisions.
Oh, really? It's 4K? Yeah.
So, you know, 2 years ago when we put a system in and it was 1080, 2 megapixels, mm-hmm. we were like, man, this stuff is good. And then last year, 4K came, or 4 megapixel came out, and we're like, it can't get any better. And now 4K came out, which is equal to 8 megapixel, like all the televisions are starting to be. And I mean, I don't know how it could ever get better than what this 4K is. It's like looking with your own eyes, you know, out the window. It is so crystal clear. You can see footage across the room.
3D probably next.
You're probably right.
You'll be able to see what's in the guy's pockets, you know, as he's coming in.
But on display at the trade show, when I saw these, they had a pretty good sized booth. And I could read the, not the fine print, but the top title of a magazine turned around backwards across the booth.
Wow.
That's how clear it is. Wow. Got to remember, it's not just the camera. So now you got a 4K camera, you got to have a recorder that does 4K recording also.
Oh, that's right.
So your older recorders, you know, if you decide to get a 4K camera, it may or may not be compatible, but you may not get your full 4K, you know, resolution on there. But then you got to, and you ran into this too, Denver.
Yeah.
You got to have a television that's 4K compatible, which most of them are now. I mean, they're getting more and more common. But one problem ran into at your house, you tried to split two TVs.
Yes.
So you have a Sony 75-inch, you know, 4K TV in the living room, but you wanted your cameras on two different, you know, TVs. So we put a splitter in to split it to your kitchen monitor, and it wasn't 4K.
Right.
And it was older, and so we had some issues with it.
Well, I tried to go the cheapy route. I thought, if I just buy a cheapy monitor, I can just plug it in. I should have spent a few more dollars, and I've so much less problems I would have had with this, but I finally just went ahead and got another little TV.
Well, what it is, that splitter will take the 75-inch 4K was more dominant, so it took the source.
Yeah.
And so the other TV got what was left, which wasn't enough to, you know, to broadcast. But you've got some of the other monitors, you know, and that's where we talk about on different shows. It's the monitors where people tend to, you know, try to save money on and stuff, but that's one of the most important aspects of it. Because if you've got a 4K picture, even a 4 megapixel, and you go get a, you know, $75 monitor, it's going to be a little grainy, or sometimes only be compatible. So you got each step, and we always talk about, you know, it's only as good as the weakest link. You have to have the camera that's 4K, you have to have the DVR that's 4K, the wiring's got to be compatible.
But that's right. The new USB wires have to be high definition, don't they?
They all exactly. Yeah. So what you got is now, this is what's changed in this industry. 4K used to be only network cameras, which a lot of people don't want to spend extra money, or they already have coax ran at their business or home. Now the 4K is compatible with both coax and the network cable. So you don't have to go through your network, you know, to cause network issues. You can still use your coax, which I'm a big fan of coax anyway, because you don't have all the network issues. Mm-hmm. It's just as long as there's electric, you know, from A to B, coax, and the camera's working, I mean, you're good to go.
Now, a lot of times when you put up a security system and you've got cameras, whether it's at a home or at a business, that video is being recorded, as you said, on a 4K recorder.
Right.
Do you have, is that something you put in the cloud, or is that something you keep at your location, or where do you put that?
There's actually both, but what we do is we put it in the location. We try to find a spot that's centralized, because if you have an alarm system, people know. Burglars know they have 6 to 8 minutes in that house before someone shows up, because the alarm company calls, you know, the call list, and they have to call the police, et cetera, and stuff. So what we used to do is find a place in the middle of the house or business that's not they're in the first place the burglar's not going to go to. So therefore, your system's pretty safe within that 6 to 8 minutes, because they're going to go for somewhere, something more valuable and stuff. But there is also cloud services where you can have it backed up to the cloud, you know, to keep it secure. That way you can go back to it in case the recorder does get stolen.
I saw a story on TV, that, like I said the other day, they love to show these high-definition pictures. And a guy and a woman broke into a business, and they took a big screen TV and computers and things like that. And they were only in, like you said, for about 6 minutes, and they were gone. They showed, and you could see this guy's face pretty clearly. He saw it on TV, saw himself. And I guess he got cold feet. He called the owner and said, listen, I want to give your stuff back. And he left it like at a church somewhere and said, go get it. It's a church. And they called him. And they haven't apprehended him yet, I don't think. But he got so shook by seeing himself on television And knowing that he had taken it, he wanted to give it back.
He got scared straight.
He did. He got scared straight. I thought it was a great story on that.
The one thing you got to remember is what you see live is not necessarily what you're going to have on your recording. So you want to make sure your recorder has the appropriate processor and frame rate inside to give you the proper recording. That's why you see some of the videos play back to where it's kind of jerky or you miss a step or that's low frame rate, which looks like it's in slow motion. And sometimes you miss some frames, you know, if a person turns, you might miss some of the looks.
Oh, yeah.
So you want to make sure you have a good recorder that does the processing, that does the frame rate, that gives you just as good a video on playback as it does on live.
You know, so many of these little packages you can buy online or you can buy in a store, they're cheap. They think, well, I can put that in myself, but you run into so many problems. I'm sure people call you and want you to fix the cheap systems, and you've already done the research. You know what the good systems are, and you know how to make it work right. It's just not worth the problems to do it yourself.
There's so many problems, especially as time goes on. Cameras failing. Sometimes our cameras aren't compatible with the wiring they have on those cheaper systems, where we don't even put them in anymore. And they blame us because the system doesn't work, you know, on the cheapest. So, yeah, we don't even mess with them anymore. It's just not worth the time.
No, it is not worth it at all. And you would think, once again, just to kind of, before we wrap up on this, you would think that if you saw cameras all over a business, that would deter people from coming in and stealing things?
There's actually a study that says having the cameras in a home or business deters crime, mischief, and workman's comp 68% starting the very first day.
But I talked to my friend Mike Thornbrew, who runs Quick Trip stores, and they've got huge cameras all over every store. And I said, why do people still want to come in and rob a convenience store? And he says, I don't know. They walk in, they see their face right there
on a
big screen as they walk in, but yet they still do it. So
sometimes you have people, they'll steal the camera thinking they're taking the evidence with them, not realizing the evidence is on the video recorder inside.
Right, or it could be up on
and
like
so when they're trying
cloud.
To tear this camera down, you got like a perfect picture of their big old face on the screen. It's happened several times. You know, it's perfect evidence for the police.
Well, even if they do steal it, it's evidence for the police. They'll find the guy. They can probably match his facial recognition and certain.
They know. They know that. They know the thugs in each area and stuff.
They know that's why they
all get caught.
All right. Hey, we want to talk about roofing here. And if you got questions for us, once again, 95920 is our short code for text messaging this Saturday morning. Sunshine today with a high of 94 this afternoon. It is 8:19. I'm Denver Fox in for Ray Trimble. You're listening to House Talk on News 102.3 KRMG. Good morning. It is 8:22. I'm Denver Fox for Ray Trimble. And the gang here, we're on House Talk. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. And we've been talking to Skip Labasse with Labasse Protection. And we'll get back to him in just a moment. We'll talk with Daryl Brown with Dynamic Carpet Care about rug cleaning services here in just a few moments. But let's welcome guest Tim Schnockenberg with A-Best Roofing. Now, you're the project management and supervision guy. You're the head dog, huh?
Yeah, director of the residential production. I handle all the residential side of the company because we do have a large commercial side, but I handle all the residential side.
Yeah, and I guess there is quite a difference there. Roof is a roof, but yet it's a little bit different on the commercial side, isn't it?
Yeah, the commercial side, you deal a lot with flat roofs, TPO installation, things like that. On the residential side, it's mostly shingles, the composite shingles, but also you have slate, tile, metal, and also still some wood shingles and wood shakes. We put on a couple a year still.
Really?
And, you know, usually they don't have any insurance on the roof that way. Insurance companies don't want to insure that. We will do a lot of removing it, redecking it, and laying down some composite shingles or wood shake. After you remove that, tile, slate, a lot of different things that you can do.
You know, I saw a neighbor of mine recently had a roof, and I kind of go around, I'll notice these things, and he put on a roof, and I guess it is, I didn't get up and feel it, but I'm guessing it is a metal roof, but it's, I don't want to say, it's little designs, you know, little dips and everything. I don't know what you would call it, but it's almost like what you'd see out in Phoenix, you know, mm-hmm. where everybody has the same kind of little clay-type roof.
Yeah, so supposed to look like a clay tile, but be a little cheaper, because a clay tile can be expensive, although it's got a long lifespan. And protection against hail and things. So now they've come out with some different ways to do it with metal to make it a little cheaper. Still, you know, an upgrade, expensive type roof, but they can do a lot with the looks. And it's changed a lot from years ago. It really, you know, like a lot of things. They were trying, but it looked kind of tacky after a few years maybe, and a lot of that has improved. And they've come out with some really creative products in the industry now to give different types of looks with different budgets.
Yeah, they used to. When metal roofs first came out, they were first more expensive.
Yes.
But they look kind of like a barn, really. Now,
yes.
These things look very decorative and look really good. And obviously, in where we live, where hailstorms are just, it's not if, it's when they happen, this can actually help you not only keep from having to repair your roof, but keeps your insurance rates down.
Yes, there's, with the metal roofing, you can get some very nice products with long lifespans, with different types of applications and different ways that they seam it together. And so because of that, it gives you a lot of options. A metal roof is not right for everybody. Some houses it doesn't look good on as much as another type of roof, but there are a lot of applications that you can and would look great. There's a lot of homeowners are mixing types of roof. They'll have their main roof and then they'll accent a porch roof with a nice standing seam with a color that accents well, or even go into copper. That goes a little more expensive, but you can do the same thing, a nice copper roof over top of a entry porchway or different things like that that you can do. And then the other thing is all the accent metal work. We have a full metal shop that does, we have a coppersmith that works with copper, anything from cupolas to finials to dormer tops. You have either round tops, dormer standing seam or not. You know, there's a lot of copper accents that we do, and it creates not just a roof that protects you, because that's what you want. That's your number one goal, protect your house. But it gives you a way to add some style and some character to your house that you can protect it, but also be able to really help your house to stand out.
Yeah, and I've seen some of those copper ornaments or little houses they put up on top for decorative purposes. Really looks nice. You guys do a great job with that. And, you know, I was thinking some homeowners associations, you know, dictate the kind of roof sometimes, the covenants that you have, you may run into. You may not be able to put in a metal roof or wood shingles, or some require wood shingles too.
Yes, it is very important. If you have a homeowners association, and our guys, when they go out and they work with you to pick a roof for you, to know what your requirements and your restrictions are, because there have been some bad situations where a roof has been put on and all of a sudden they realize that what they told us that they could do and that what we did, they can't.
Yeah.
And so then it gets to be a big situation with the homeowners association.
Oh, yeah.
So always be sure to know what the requirements are. If every single house in your neighborhood has one color shingles, you might want to check to make sure that that's the only shingle color you can use.
Probably going to be a requirement there. It's 827. Tim, we'll talk more about roofs here with Tim's with A-Best Roofing. We got the latest news from our 24-hour Fox News Center. That's coming up next on KRMG. Good morning, it is 8:37, and I'm Denver Fox, and for Ray Trimble, and Mark Wayne Mullen here with House Talk on this Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, and I know that's what Ray is enjoying this weekend, kind of an extended Father's Day weekend, so hope it's a good one for him and for you as well. We got our gang of experts in here this morning, Skip Labasse with Labasse Protection, and Daryl Brown with Dynamic Carpet Care. We'll talk to him in just a moment. Wanted to finish talking with Tim here with A-Best Roofing. And we've been talking about, you know, the advantages of having a metal roof and making sure you get the right roof on and, of course, install properly and everything. We do have a text message at 95920. It says, I just had a roof put on and they found that trash was screwed under the leaf guard and didn't have and they did have the roofer correct it, but he could see what would you think of a company, the workers that do this? They just can't understand why someone would hide stuff under there. I've seen and heard of stories of weird things under a lot of different construction circumstances where debris and what have you just gets covered up, and as long as they're you don't see it, you don't know about it. But that's not something you guys do at A-Best, is it, Tim?
No, I mean, you don't know the circumstances around that. Some people make honest mistakes, but it's one of those things you want to try to catch if that's something that's happening. And so obviously that's not what you want. And that's why at A-Best we have project managers that will look over the job after things are done. A project manager that if something is missed or there is an issue, that you've got a person and a name and someone that you can talk to and a face that you know that can come out there, take a look, and take care of a situation. So, no. But do you want some situation like that or trash in your flower beds or something, you know, goes wrong on a project? No, you never want anything to go wrong or any of those inconveniences to happen. But with A-Best, one of the things that we do and the things that I help to manage, we have project jobs that if there is an issue, either they catch it or it can be something that you mentioned to them. They can get out there. They can check. It's someone that you can call back months after the job is done. You have a face and a name and a direct line to a person, not just the company, but a person that you can talk to that is familiar with your job, familiar with your roof, familiar with you, that can go out there and talk to you and be able to take care of your situation.
I know one of the things you guys do, you have a big magnet thing that'll go around and you run around and make sure that when you took the old roof off, some of the nails and things aren't going to be left in your driveway or left all around the house either.
Yes, you're talking about tens of thousands of nails that come out when you do a roof and then another tens of thousands of nails that you're putting in for your multiple layers and everything. So yes, we have a nail magnet. Everybody carries one on their truck so that if, and we tell this to customers, we work super hard to get everything, and we usually do. But if we miss a section, if there's something that we miss, once again, talk to your project manager. They'll come back out after the job is done, well after things are done, and they can come out and run it again. So we'll run that multiple times and try to get everything, and we usually do. But if not, you have a person that can come out there and take care of your situation for you.
I have a question here from the studio audience, from Mark in the studio audience. You want to ask about gable vents versus soffit vents, right? Is that
That's something? Right. Gable vents versus soffit vents. I know that ventilation for the attic is very important, but which is better?
The best answer to this is that you kind of have to take in consideration your whole system. What I would say is best is intake through a soffit vent, and then to have your exhaust venting, such as a ridge vent or a power vent or something like that. Even box vents. Box vents are less efficient and they don't move as much air, but a good system. So if you, it's not really whether to have gable vents or soffit vents. Probably the best situation is to have soffit vents with some type of outflow, like a ridge vent. It creates a circulation so that you have air coming into the attic from the lower side, rising through and going up to where it's exhausting out.
Okay. On that same point though, what if I have both? Okay, I've got the gable vents on both ends of the house, and then also I've got soffit vents all around the house when I redid the soffit, mm-hmm. I bought the house. What should I do?
Well, that's good. Depending on the way your house is, you might be able to come up with something better, but that is good. At least you have air coming in and air going out. A lot of times through the gable vents, they rely heavily on cross breezes to create air coming through. So you have a good system. It probably could be better. And, you know, you could do some type of ridge venting or power vents. Okay, so you're helping it out there. The one thing you want to watch out for is just what we sometimes refer to as the air ventilation cannibalizing each other. So something that you need to be mindful of if you have gable vents and then you have some other type of outflow vent and they get too close to each other, they just circulate at the top and they're not pulling from the bottom. So sometimes people think more and more and more is better, but you have to take in consideration how the system works together. So sometimes if you have gable vents and then you have some type of a passive or turbine vent up top, they're going to just pull from each other instead of pulling all the way from the bottom and circulating air out. So what sounds like you have pretty good, it probably could be better with just considering a better circulation pattern. But, you know, have someone come out, take a look at it, and give you suggestions. Because, like I said, it sounds like you're pretty good, but probably could be better with just being able to focus and drive the air a little bit more systematically.
Okay, and in that sense, to have you out and look at it, is that a cost or?
No, we can come out, take a look at things. Our guys come out and are able to look at and see what your situation is, be able to see what needs you might have, especially if you're having difficulties in other areas. We can be able to take a look and see what you got going on.
All right, let's talk to Daryl Brown here with Dynamic Carpet Care. And Daryl, boy, there's nothing like having nice, clean, good-smelling carpets in the house.
Yep, and you know, another thing that gets overlooked a lot is rugs. You know, we see a lot of homes now switching to hardwood flooring and tile. And so the prevalence of rugs in homes today is ever-growing, and those rugs a lot of times take a lot of abuse because they're put in high-traffic areas, under tables, under coffee tables, along couches, you know, things like that, places where spills happen, traffic happens often, and those are we do a lot of rug cleaning whenever we go in the home. So people say, well, you know, I would really like to send my rugs out to have them cleaned. Do you do that? And yeah, we do that. We do offer service where we come out, pick up your rugs, take them back to our shop, clean them there, and then return them wrapped for your convenience. Sometimes it's hard to find a place to clean the rug in the home when we go because the prevalence of the hardwood floors that are there. We can do it two ways. We can bring plastic such that we put that underneath the rug when we clean it because we don't want any you know, high moisture areas coming in contact with your wood floor, because wood floor is great. And it looks great, and it's very serviceable for a long time, but wood floor hates water.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's where I'm heading after the show today, a water leak in someone's home as a result of an ice maker, and wood floors, they're done. They're toast. So
you guys do restoration,
yeah,
too,
yeah,
don't you?
That's a big part of our business as well. So, but rug cleaning is something that we can certainly take care of, you know, no matter what kind of your rug, it's a wool rug or whether it's just nylon. And some of the higher-end rugs, we have someone that we work with in conjunction with that does, because there's some, Denver, there are some expensive rugs out there. My eyes have been opened in the last 10 years to the cost of, we've seen rugs that people say they spent $25,000 and
$30,000
on. Wow. Now, we don't ourselves clean those. Just
my first house cost that much.
Exactly. I just, we're really not set up to handle that type of a liability, I guess you would say. I look at that and I'm like, wow, what if something happened to that rug? I would not want to be responsible for replacing that. But we do have someone we work in conjunction with here locally in Tulsa that does do high-end rugs as well. So, but another thing that we see ourselves doing a lot of is repairs and restretching.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of times if you've got an area in your home, whether it's a transition from carpet to tile or carpet to wood, or maybe it's in a doorway or something like that where you're having trouble with carpet fraying, we can repair that. And our technicians can do that while they're out cleaning your carpet. It makes it nice and convenient for you as a homeowner to where you don't have to go contracting down a carpet installer who – many times they just don't want to come out for that small little mm-hmm. bit. You know, it's like you've had that area in your home where it's a drywall, you know, a dimple in your sheetrock, or just a hole where the door handle left, you know. Man, getting someone out to fix that is tough because no one wants to come out and take care of a little small repair. But the same way with carpet and restretching. I had someone call me just this morning, and we just actually made a post on our Google homepage last night about restretching and why do carpets need to be restretched, and what's the cause of that? Many times it's attributed to improper installation. Sometimes installers get a little short-sighted and install carpet with a knee kicker. It's very convenient for them, but unfortunately for you as the homeowner, that's going to cause problems down the road because that carpet needs the tension on it that can only be provided by a power stretcher. And it may not show up for a couple of years, but eventually that carpet's going to develop wrinkles. Maybe sometimes it's just the quality of the carpet. The carpet that is some of the lower-end carpets, you know, the backing begins to break down with normal foot traffic over time. And when the backing breaks down, it begins to separate, and that creates of extra length in your carpet. And so, but having that carpet restretched will add to the longevity of your flooring, and of course make the appearance look nicer as well. And it's something that can be fixed. So
wow, I know I've had you guys out in our homes over the years a number of times, and it's whether it's you guys kind of, I had a tile floor one time and just made that thing look like brand new. It's just amazing when you have a professional come out. It's so much nicer. It really, and you make the grout look like it's brand new, and the whole thing.
There is a difference between the store rented machines, and we're not necessarily against that totally, but it's a whole different process, a whole different result that you get when you have someone come out with the proper equipment, the proper training, and the know how to get it done and get it.
Well, I had a incident recently where you came out to help me out because I had accidentally locked a cat in the office. And he was in there for a while, and anyway, let's just say there was some stains on the carpet.
Yeah.
I thought, well, I can clean that up, but no, I really couldn't. And you guys came out, and oh yeah, no problem. Boop, it was done. It's clean, brand new, great.
Good deal. We appreciate the business.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
You'd be surprised how many times we get that call about someone having gotten an animal, locked in a room inadvertently, and or having someone that was coming over to do them for their pets while they were gone on vacation and maybe weren't quite as attentive as as the homeowner would be themselves. And so
well, whether it's a pet stain or even your own stains, I mean, you spilled wine on the floor, you spill something and you just can't quite
coffee,
get that
tea.
Yeah,
those things will come out.
You guys can get it out,
can be removed. Yes.
Yeah. And it really makes a big difference and is well worth the time to have you come out and take a look at those kind of things too.
Right, that's what Denver was talking about, the tile and grout cleaning. And, the whole process for that is really such that the grout that's left behind is actually, it's grout that's seen the light of the day for the first time, because we literally use a cleaning product that literally etches away the top layer of grout. And I'm talking micro thin. It's not like you're going to have a dimple in your grout, that you're going to notice. But it literally etches that away such that you're seeing a fresh grout lines that many times people, they don't even know what color their grout is. They have no idea. They think it was black. Or, why did they put this dark brown grout in, on this white tile? And then you clean it and you're like, the grout's white. I had no idea it was white.
I think I had you guys clean it and then reseal it, and it kept it clean.
Right. Yeah. The resealing a lot of times will it won't keep it from getting dirty necessarily.
Yeah.
But it will prolong the time.
A lot easier to clean it yourself.
Between cleanings and exactly.
Fantastic. Anyway, you guys do such good work, and I highly recommend it. It's Dynamic Carpet Care. If people want to get a hold of you, what's your phone number?
They can reach us at 918-279-1847, or you can schedule an appointment online at dynamiccarpetcarellc.com.
Fantastic. Final chat with everybody here and some text messages at 915-920. It is 8:51. It's House Talk on an Ask the Experts weekend on KRMG. Once again, it's 8:54. I'm Denver Fox in for Ray Trimble. Ray will be back next week, back in the new studio. This is one of our final shows here in our temporary studios, and we're on House Talk. A couple of questions, a couple of text messages at 95920. This is for Skip Labasse with Labasse Protection, and it says, what type of coax do I use for cameras, Skip?
It's actually a good question. Televisions and everything we do use what's called RG6. It's a little thicker. For cameras, though, you can use RG6 if you want, but there's a cheaper coax, less expensive, not cheaper. Mm-hmm. It's called RG59. That's all we need. But what we use is it's got a peel to it. So it's power and coax together. It's called Siamese cable. So you just run one cable and you just peel it apart at the end for your video and for your power. So RG59 is what we need to use for cameras.
People want to get a hold of you and talk about security systems, some of the high resolution 4K now. Cameras, security systems, and you do a lot of other stuff too.
We'll do surround sounds, theater rooms, outdoor TVs, things like that. But cameras is our focus, is what we mainly do.
Yeah.
If they want to get a hold of us, they can give us a call at 918-955-1381. Look us up on Facebook, Labasse Protection, or go to labasseprotection.net and to our website.
Fantastic. Let's see. Where was the other question there? Oh, it's about roofing there. Is that the one right there? Okay, familiar with American Stormwater Roofing. Have problems with one on about a 3,500 square foot home, a good replacement option for that. Tim, any suggestions there?
Probably the best thing to do is to have one of our guys come out and take a look, because there's so many different things that you can get involved with, and just kind of reading that question, probably the best option. Have one of our guys come out and take a look. You can call our offices 24 hours a day. Someone will answer the phone and be able to set up an appointment and be able to at least talk to you if it's after hours and be able to get your information so our schedules can get set up. And we're just local, so you just call us, you know, 918-587-1426.
Very good. And Daryl with Dynamic Carpet Care, rug cleaning and carpet cleaning, carpet stretching. You've got a little spot that needs some repair. Boy, sometimes you just kind of live with these things for a long time, but you really can, in a short time, have those things fixed and go, why didn't I do this a long time ago?
And for not a lot of money, too. I think a lot of people are surprised sometimes, you know, at how affordable that can be, especially when we're there already doing work. You know, there's just some synergies there that go along with providing a low-cost, you know, option for you to get something repaired that's been bugging you for a while. So you can give us a call at 918-279-1847.
And online?
At DynamicCarpetCareLLC.com.
Great guys to have out. I highly recommend them. All right, guys, it's been fun here being with you on this Father's Day weekend. I guess we won't trash the place because Alan Storjohn is here. He's going to do the last live shows in here. In our final day here in our temporary studio. So, guys, have a great weekend. Have a great Father's Day for all the dads out there. News is next on KRMG.